Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back, the Tom and Tim Show.
Stormin' Norman. It's going to storm. It's going to rain. The drought maybe is possibly.
I hope so, because it's been very, very wet.
My grandkids and went up to Lake Tahoe for one of their birthdays, and I texted them, are you going to become the Donner Party? It's really going to be a tremendous amount of snow up there, even on Mount Hamilton, maybe.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to, and you know, there'll be trouble on the roads. I mean, they got to kind of wait that out.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of liked it. It's like a Stephen King movie. It's like that tension. then it happens. And Nancy Reagan, the leftist mortar coil, left unsaid. Although I did experience revisionism because, you know, when you live long enough, then you can catch people. So I was here, and I remember the cold shoulder the Reagan White House gave to AIDS,
yep.
And then that Rock Hudson and Nancy, I don't know, maybe they smoked joints together or did other things. God, we don't want to repeat that rumor. But that she did not help him.
She did not help him.
And she did not help him. But on TV today, which is boringly captivated with this, this woman who was her press secretary said, oh, yes, Rock Hudson, we took a picture once, and it was just the back of his head, and he noticed a spot. And so then he went, and he got diagnosed, and it was just all made up. And then, Nancy was concerned. So, you know, there's revisionism.
Of course there is.
Right there. Yeah. And speaking of revisionism, Mr. Nieto.
You know.
And family.
The trial in federal court has been really, really interesting because the police can't seem to keep their story straight of what happened.
No.
And we have a witness who's come forward who's basically said none of what the cops are talking about happened. It was completely different. The guy was shot without proper warning. His hands were in his pockets. He was never pointing a taser at anybody. And, the city attorney's trying to break this guy down and say that he's, he drinks and all the rest of this stuff. And
it's
maybe his memory's good.
Repugnant to me when it's the city attorney because we're paying for that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And they have to defend the cops, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but I don't like this have to thing.
I understand.
What's the systemic
and
shit?
And trying to destroy this guy's character and credibility. But they, if the jury believes him, it's going to be very, very hard to side with the cops because he has, and then there's the police version of events with the gunshots, and then there's a version of events that actually we know happened because I have an audio recording of it.
Yeah,
that I posted.
Okay. And then there was a 911 call too.
There was a 911 call, which is out, but the guy who called 911 even said, if my partner hadn't told me he had a gun, I wouldn't have thought anything was unusual at all.
Yeah, I see. There's a reflection there too of the lens that people look at young people.
Yep. Particularly young men of color. And
yes.
They were talking about how one of the officers said, well, he was wearing a red jacket. We thought that might be gang insignia.
I know. And it was the Niners jacket.
It was
jacket.
A 49ers jacket. He was a fan.
Wouldn't know that, anyway, very upsetting. Still got Mario Woods. This is all happening under Ed Lee's watch. Forget where the buck stops,
The thing that I think is the most annoying about all of these police shootings is there's been no accountability. Nobody has been fired, demoted, disciplined. The chief is still on the job. In fact, one of the first officers who shot Alex Nieto has been promoted from sergeant to lieutenant. So there's no accountability here.
It's infuriating. I know the DOJ is going to be having one of their we are listening tours. It sounds like that show Frasier. We are listening.
And, but we're not going to do anything about it.
No, they did catch a lot of flack, I guess, a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So now they're going to have another one. Speaking of all that, now we have the housewives the Real Housewives of San Francisco, Gascon and the POA.
Yes.
And whose is bigger? I don't know. Ask Donald Trump.
Ask Donald Trump.
It definitely, there is a dick hierarchy, whether it's small or big. And, ask any woman how much it permeates everything, even here in San Francisco.
But can you believe that the Republican presidential campaign, do we actually have people who think they might be president of the United States who are behaving like this?
I think the next, they're going to give each other wedgies. a good thing here locally, the school board is going to put a bond on And, you know, I always pay attention to that. And we've been very lucky. Thank you, San Francisco. When I first was on the school board, Cortinas was the superintendent, and he was very nervous. We needed this. We needed that. It was the Reagan-Bush years.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. And he didn't think anybody would vote for it, you know. But we put it on, and it was overwhelmingly approved. It was one of those Prop A's. Mm-hmm. And then he came to me, which is interesting because he was closeted, and he said to me, well, it looks like the Castro district voted overwhelmingly for the bond. I said, so what are you saying, Ray? You know, no, gay people aren't. Well, he's assuming the whole district was gay, but, you know, that they're not interested in schools, you know, all that. That stereotype. So anyway, the school got a good, a nice paint job at the time.
Yeah.
As a reward. So, but this one looks really good. And, you know, I'm most concerned about computer literacy, and also that, you know, there's still the digital divide. So a lot of the money would go to that, you know, on the road to equality.
And it's, that's going to be in November, right? Because it's going to need,
I would imagine. Yeah.
It's going to need a two-thirds vote.
Yeah.
But I think people support the schools.
They've been very, very good, and particularly with City College, too. So, and what else is happening? Oh, the, oh gosh, the navigation centers. Now, you know, I've always said, like, look at things that work, even if they're small things, and try to replicate them. So they finally took, you know, some heed, and they initiated this navigation center concept.
Which works.
Which is not a bad thing. But, you know, if you're Catholic, you know, the rosary has the decades on it. Well, this is only the first fucking bead. And he doesn't want to do the nine, meaning Lee and whoever advises him. And they need to shit and get off the pot. Navigation centers work. We need more. We need a sustainable funding stream because this problem is not going to go away. And it's very frustrating to see just that one at 1950 Mission, and
which is only going to be there for a few more months,
right? And that's,
and then what are they going to do?
Temporary.
And what else? Yeah. And then what are they going to do when the port leases out Pier 80 to somebody? And where? And you know, I mean, Seattle and Portland, talking about things that have worked. Seattle and Portland have both said that until we have a place for people to go, we're going to let them sleep in tents,
or have a next step,
right?
You know,
until we have a place for people to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll be talking about this quite a bit. I noticed that there is a KKK rally and in Anaheim. Not that that was funny, but one of the KKK members is a resident of the
Marina.
I wonder if it went to Gavin's bar or... I just wondered.
Yeah.
I guess he can afford the rent, so the KKK must be in the 1%.
He's living with his mother. I'm sure she's really happy with him right now.
Mrs. Bates. Norman! Where's my sheet? What's your thread count? The other interesting thing is, you know, there's this treatment now for, in the AIDS constellation, Truvada, or PrEP. And it's had wildly successful trials and testimony. Someone can probably correct me. I think it's been only 2 years. However, now they have found someone who did, in fact, contract AIDS. I don't know if it's the only person or whatever, but people are paying attention to it. And there is an issue, too, with bone density, which apparently will correct itself. The reason it's ironic is, you know, we're, after all these years, you know, we're still so desperate for a cure or a way to manage it, you know, that doesn't interfere with your life or isn't invasive. And this looked like one good part of the equation. And it had downsides, you know, have STDs. And,
but even if it's only 90% effective or 95% effective, that's way better than zero. And it doesn't mean that people shouldn't pay attention. And
no, but
you
see, it's been sold as zero.
It's been sold as 100% effective. Yeah.
And I mean,
so then people don't practice safe sex because
no,
they think they're protected.
I had one guy tell me, oh my God, I feel so liberated after years. And, you know, I get the psychology of it. So I always think in medicine that this issue, whatever the story is about Truvada and how we got there and what might or might not be wrong with it, it's also emblematic for other issues.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's something in the hierarchy of medicine that things get politicized. And, you know, for instance, on vaccines, there's blood sport in competition.
Yeah.
You know, I think that happened with the polio vaccine, Salk.
Yep.
And then the other fellow, senior moment. We'll remember who he was in a minute. But anyway, it didn't get released until
right,
they could settle it.
Of course. And that's because all of this research is all about making profits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the Crown had an interesting thing today. Did you read the story, the whole section about older men who survived the early days of the epidemic?
Absolutely, and absolutely.
And, you know, that's an issue that we've got to be thinking about as a city because, you know, there are people who are heading into their senior years.
70s.
Who have health issues but are survivors. And, you know, many of them didn't save for retirement and maxed out their credit cards because they didn't think they were going to live.
Yeah.
And now they're heading for those years. And you know, the city's got to be prepared to take care
of them. Well, I think it's, you know, also nationally, but of course where this happened was significantly, you know, in San Francisco as well as New York. I think it's good to accent it. I also, you know, feel there's some white guilt around this issue. You know, where were you when we needed you kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who weren't around who are kind of pontificating on it. But it doesn't hurt. And, you know, there are people who survived it without getting AIDS, too.
Yep.
And they're also becoming seniors, myself included. but, you know, as an example of you know, the holistic approach. You know, there's going to be a mental health thing. There's going to be things that happen as you get older anyway that are attendant with age. And then if you do have the HIV virus and you have survived it and with all the protocols, et cetera, you know, it leaves what they call ghost wounds. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not going to be able to find housing on top of it, you know, so that's why I always say, you know, LGBT, you know, you don't silo the needs of that community. You look at, well, they have health needs and they have housing needs. And, you know, so if you're voting against some of the things and then you're out there championing, oh, yeah, you know, I'm working on AIDS. But what are you doing about housing? You
right.
know, why are you with the real estate injury? Injury.
Yep.
That's
injury.
A good
real estate injury.
That's a good slip. Real estate injury. Anyway, yeah, you get what I'm talking about. That's why Harvey Milk, he connected the dots. So O'Hare is in town. At the Victoria Theater.
Yeah,
yep. Talk about nostalgia. I think I went to see it about 14 times. It was here on Market Street, and one of the teachers had a boyfriend who was in here. So we would get in on the matinees, and of course, I had a crush on everybody.
Of course.
And speaking of shows, on Wednesday, March 9th, at the Marsh Theater, I'm going to be giving a preview of my one-man show. It's called Mincing Words. It's my take on Sacramento, subtitled Tales of the Crypt.
And that is at what time?
7:30. It's a preview. It's not the run yet.
That's all right, but still be worth going to 7:30 on Wednesday, March 9th.
Flop Sweat.
At?
7:30.
At where is it?
Oh, the
Marsh.
The Marsh
on Valencia Street.
On Valencia.
And on that note...
there's a no Google stop allowed.
There's no Google buses to Tom's show. And on that note, you've been listening to the Tom and Tim Show. We are TNT, we are Dynamite, and we will be back next week.